Howdy, 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 everyone.
Welcome back to another episode of the Joe Rogan Experience, the show about some things Texas.
And some things getting high and talking about aliens.
Oh, aliens and stuff, you say?
Tito's and Shiner, gonna be an all-nighter, and I just might find her at the Whataburger line. Dance halls and women, but man, I'm wishing that I was fishing by the river tonight in Texas.
Space comedy.
Space comedy, space cowboy.
That was a great one.
Thank you.
You nailed that.
Thank you. You got to lean
it's
down.
It's getting better.
If you
space comedy.
Space comedy, huh?
Space comedy, yeah.
All right. Did you watch Soup to Nuts?
Soup to Nuts.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
Mark Norman's new special.
Oh, man. Jokes.
Yeah. Did you like it or?
I thought some of his earlier ones were a little better.
Yeah.
But I feel like some of the specials that they're doing are purposely more marketing than they are specials.
For sure. Well, do you think, I sense a thing where a lot of the guys with deals, like,
yes,
that are in the middle of deals right now, they're not phoning it in for sure.
No,
Mark Norman works incredibly hard.
Absolutely.
I think most comedians say that he specifically works harder than almost every other comedian. But there seems to be a, like, I need to get these specials over with.
Yeah.
So that I can get out of this deal and into this new landscape where I actually make more money doing my specials this way or that way.
I don't want to make assumptions.
Yeah.
But I do think that they are tired of the current format.
Yeah.
And are tired of giving up creative control.
And some of them are stuck in it.
Right.
So
potentially.
Yeah.
And like, look, I think Mark Norman's one of the funniest comedians working today.
I think he's the funniest live comic you could possibly see right now, personally.
And I haven't gotten to see him live ever.
What?
Is that true?
I feel like you saw him at some
point.
I
did see him at some point, but it's been a long time.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And the funniest comic I've seen recently live is Ali Siddiq.
Oh yeah, who you can see here
at the Comedy Mothership.
At the Comedy Mothership on Tuesdays and Thursdays, pretty frequently.
He lit the room on fire.
I love that. I love hearing that.
And he was incredible.
Heck yeah.
And it was jokes and formats and perspectives that I had not heard, and I've watched him a while.
Yeah.
And so the stuff he's doing right now is newer. And it's
just killer.
It is his closing bit. It involves margaritas.
And that's all you'll say.
And that's all I'll say.
Speaking of margaritas, get to our not sponsors. Today's episode, your favorite segment.
And ours, Gunner, who is our first not sponsor?
Our first not sponsor for today's episode of Texish is Kevin Jonas.
Kevin Jonas.
Are you probably a stepbrother?
Kevin Jonas.
How is it that you can't sing, but everyone else can? It's
Kevin Jonas.
At least you don't have diabetes, huh, son?
Kevin Jonas.
If the Jonas Brothers had Down syndrome.
Kevin Jonas.
Technically booked the first commercial out of all three of them.
Kevin Jonas.
Should we talk about Kevin?
Kevin Jonas.
Dude, deep cut.
Thanks.
Can you imagine if Kevin Jonas played Kevin?
I can.
And specifically
because that anger.
Right now, envision the scene you know I'm thinking of. And picture that face looking
Something
at you.
Tells me that happens.
It probably does.
It would explain a lot.
Kevin Jonas.
Do you ever think
more
about
of a face for radio?
Like, okay, so you got the Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
Really talented trio.
Big
of
fan,
musicians.
By the way.
Big fan.
Big fan.
Love the Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
I
love Kevin the most, honestly. It's kind of a sympathy vote, but
I feel like me and Nick have similar taste in certain things, but like overall.
Deep cut.
I wonder about, like, because Kevin had been married for a while.
Yeah, for a long time.
Like, he was, like, 40 whenever they were 12.
Yeah.
So
he's not that much older than
no,
Joe.
He's really not.
He really isn't.
No. But he seems to have always been more grown up.
Because he has been.
and I don't know how to phrase this other than to say it bluntly. Does he just get the short end because he's not good looking? Is that kind of the thing?
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, I guess yes.
In comparison.
I think it's two things in comparison. Yes, in comparison, he's
Joe
not
Nick,
as...
those two things?
Nice.
Thanks.
He's not as handsome. But if you put him by himself,
sure.
It's like you're not... You're a good
he's a handsome
dude.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder, because he was older, when the Disney thing happened.
Yeah.
And people have to keep in mind, before Disney, they were assigned to, I believe, Atlantic or maybe Sony. Mm-hmm. And even they were trying to do a boy band thing with them.
Right. And it just wasn't quite.
It was a punk boy band. It was a Simple Plan boy band right. type of thing.
Poppy.
And I think he was happy to be there and yeah. did enjoy the work, but was a little too old.
Yeah.
So I think he might have even been like, I'm good.
He strikes me as somebody who's incredibly musically talented
yeah.
and has no interest in performing.
Honestly, yeah.
That's how
I think he enjoys
yeah,
performing with Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
But because like Joe has, not TMT, what DNCE.
Yeah, yeah.
Nick has all the things he does.
Nick has Nick.
Nick has gets to be Nick.
Gets to be Nick.
Must be fun.
I love Nick Jonas. Like, legitimately.
I love them all.
They're amazing.
Have you
I
listened
hug
to
all of
the
them?
Album, like their new album? Yeah. All the, so good.
It's so good.
They're really good.
They're
very talented.
Turns out there's a reason they're famous.
They're prolifically good at what they do.
There's this MMA show where Nick plays a gay MMA fighter.
Oh my God.
And he's so good.
He's such a good actor.
He's such a good actor.
I mean, he was on Broadway when he was five. Like,
crazy.
And he's the reason that Joe and Kevin
Phil Beth, they even tell
a story, and I don't think they meant to tell it, but on Dax Shepard's podcast, which I can hardly stand
sometimes
because of Monica, I almost had a non-sponsor one time of Monica ruining the podcast.
Yeah, but
she's constantly chiming
ruining
in.
The podcast.
She's constantly doing
constantly
it.
Ruining the podcast.
Her
man,
person.
We are just burning bridges before we build them. Yeah. I appreciate that about us.
I mean, I think that's the purpose of
is
a comedy
what it is?
Podcast. But like they mention a half story and didn't go into detail, but it sounds like even when they got signed to Disney and got that Disney money, or they were given a stipend from Disney.
Yeah.
Cause everybody that gets signed to Disney gets a living stipend and it's pretty handsome. And it sounds like because he was 18 or even 17, he sort of fought for his third.
Sure.
Even though like each third was technically for like their mom and dad and their other siblings and other fan, because they were moving a whole crew out there, and it sounds like he took his third and got his own place.
Yeah.
But I think that's just because
he was like, I'm an adult.
He's like, I'm happy to be here. Yeah. I'm playing the music. I love doing it with you guys.
I also
I'm my
want
own
life.
Dude.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so I think he's always just been like, I'm good.
Right.
Because the narrative sometimes is he's ugly or he can't sing or whatever, which is really mean in reality.
Is,
like what I just did. Very mean.
Very mean.
But I think he's cool with it because he thinks, well, I get to play music with my brothers and be a part of this whole thing without cameras in my face all the time.
That is true.
I'm going to keep it that way.
He might be the smartest one of all.
Kevin Jones. Who's our other non-sponsor for today's episode of Texas?
Our other non-sponsor for today's episode of Texas is
the electricity bill.
The electricity bill. It's higher than a cloud. It's the electricity bill. Do you live in Texas during the summer? Do you make just like enough money to get by and you don't want to die in your own household, but are you afraid of
the electricity bill?
I am dying.
The electricity bill.
What is a kilowatt?
The electricity bill.
How are you really measuring this? Are you sure that's the amount that I'm using? Why can't we make it just like a little bit cheaper, please, dear God?
The electricity bill. I'd rather brown out the other way.
The electricity bill.
I hate the electricity bill.
I do too. It surprises me every month because it comes in the middle instead of the end.
Yep. What's up with that too? Why do bill? Can we just get a bill day? Can we just have a day for bills?
You know what?
Just one bill day. Just
proposal.
One
proposal.
Point of personal proposal.
Whatever amount of money you make, the government takes your taxes out immediately, and that's all your bills. And you're done.
That would sound like it's effective, which means it's never going to happen.
I know.
But
terrible idea. But just like for efficiency's sake, if you could somehow just like work it in so that you don't think about it and the money you get
is your money. It'd be tight. Lump sum.
Right.
Lump sum it. Let's just lump sum it and get it out of there.
And you know what? That's fine. You can like... Maybe there are other plans. It's like, well, I want to spend more on my housing. Or I want to spend more on my car.
Cool.
That's fine.
Do it.
Great. Do it. Just like, I can't handle all the different
times and dates.
Oh,
and
my
this
God.
And that and burk a burk.
And then you got to break it all down.
Yeah.
I downloaded. Look, this is not a sponsor in any way. I'm just trying to get my life together over
here. Yeah, for sure.
and downloaded one of the financial apps, and so I can see every single charge and all my subscriptions and everything. And I was like, I have 3 Amazon Prime charges that are Amazon Prime subscriptions. And I'm like,
how are there 3 of them?
I still don't know. I'm following up on all of these.
So it's
things.
Just Amazon Prime, Prime,
Amazon Prime, Prime. Interesting. And I'm like, do I have 3 different Amazon Prime?
With Prime, I would not be shocked if they just find ways
to
add it on for sure.
And I'm like, what is happening?
The electricity bill. Yeah, when you're in an apartment, it gets fun too. Because I'm like,
wait,
how
much of this are they choosing?
I trust there's math, but also there's a lot of people here.
Are you offshoot? So
how is it just mine?
Well, and it gets weirder because if you have solar panels, like you're technically not powering your building, you're selling electricity to the grid.
And that
and getting
part's
credits.
Weird. Yeah, that part's weird. What are the credits for? How are we measuring this?
So at the end of the day, even though you're not spending money, you get an electricity bill.
No matter what.
No matter what.
So stupid.
So weird.
Just go off the grid, man.
I want to go off grid.
Just go off the grid.
I just want to power my whole house with a bicycle.
See, you say that, but when we were in Kauai recently, our Airbnb, which I left a review about this.
Did you do that just to make me mad?
A little bit.
Okay. I'm just checking. I don't care. I just want to make sure that's why.
Well, this might make you less mad.
Okay, fair.
The Airbnb did not state explicitly we do not have an AC unit, which on an island like Kauai, especially on the north side, makes sense most months.
Most months.
We were there in August.
Sure.
So it was about 80 degrees outside, which makes it about 90 inside.
Especially with all the people.
I'll take the electricity bill.
I'll take it.
I will take the electricity bill. It was very hot.
Look, Liz, I say I'm complaining about the electricity bill is too damn high.
What
we all agree
to that guy.
You know what? He had to pay rent, so
it was too damn high.
Too damn high. It killed him.
Yeah. Well, the shoulder's too high for Greg Abbott. do you want to hear about what happened once time?
That's true. I just see Greg Abbott in the office with like one of those little grabbers.
Like from The Whale?
Like from The Whale.
Have you watched The Whale, by the way?
Have.
Not making a joke. I finally watched it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Right.
Heavy.
Heavy.
I actually didn't mean that.
I know you didn't. That's why
really,
it was funny.
I genuinely did not mean that one.
Yeah.
It only took me a year to watch it.
Dude, yeah.
It's a good movie.
Lena Dunham, performance of a lifetime.
Oh, man. Oscar Wiener. Just very. I didn't want to eat for a while.
Okay, so real quick aside.
Yeah.
Talking about The Whale. It did, because I have my own issues with, fat shaming and whatnot. And,
with fat
and
shaming or fat people?
Fat people. Like, shaming fat people.
Okay,
and not,
cool.
Like, not caring.
Yeah.
Being like, well, it's your fault.
I agree with that.
And I feel as though I am generally a compassionate, kind person, mm-hmm. and while individually I don't necessarily feel that way as a, cultural concept,
I feel that way.
Yeah. Watching The Whale did remind me of my own struggles in an inverse way.
Yeah.
And it does reframe it and did create more empathy within me.
Yeah.
And that is a powerful thing and reminded me of why I love cinema so much.
Yes. Yeah. It did a good job of, movies when they do this, sometimes it sucks. I think they did a good job of, they made it more... Made it about more than the thing.
Yes.
It was showing you what everyone on this planet has a thing, has a vice, has a struggle, has a rock they cannot get out from under. And it confronted you with a very uncomfortable, accurate depiction of one of those common struggles.
Yeah.
And you couldn't look away from it. Mm-hmm. And it was intense.
It was visceral. It was intense. It was heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. And there were moments of extreme vulnerability that shocked me.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it would because it, on the surface, isn't quite as crazy and visceral as you might think.
Especially
based on
from an A24
right.
picture.
Yeah. And so you watch this movie and you're just constantly having your heart broken.
Yeah.
And
kind of feeling sick.
And feeling sick the whole time. It is a mind f***er of a film.
Yeah. So good.
And it really does do a great job of illustrating all the different parts of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
From, ultimately it's about a man who killed himself. That's what it's about.
Yeah. Slowly. Who slowly killed himself.
Because he decided that he needed to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And even through that suffering, attempts to connect with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
and fails.
And even he fails, but he made his suffering for a purpose.
He did.
He still went to great lengths to care for another person.
Charlie messed up in every single aspect of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And did ultimately try to do what he thought was the right thing.
Yes. I don't think it was the right thing.
I don't either. And that's why it's such a powerful movie. But I think that's why it's
such a good movie.
Is because none of us ultimately do the right thing.
Pretty much nobody just does the right thing. Yeah. Sorry, Jesse Itzler.
And you try, but like you can't get it right.
Yeah, no one gets it right. So great movie. Do you want to hear about what happened? Once upon a time in whale history. Once upon a time.
Once upon a time!
What happened? So in the summer of 2023, which we kind of are still in.
Sure.
But this past summer.
Did you hear that?
There's a cold front, so it's now only 98 degrees. Shouts out Nick Lachey. Or was that 96 degrees?
98 degrees. Human body temperature.
Is that what that was?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Is it Lachey one word or Lachey? Is
Lachey.
It two words?
Lachey. Lachey. Okay. I checked. Lachey.
Lachey.
Not Lachey.
Dumbest human to ever human? Is he up there?
Ryan Lochte is probably the dumbest. Yeah.
Ryan Lochte.
I give it 6 wins. What defines me? I'm Ryan Lochte. Swimming after every rabbit today. So, summer of 2023, the Austin Weirdos, members of the Professional Independent Pecos Baseball League. So, keep in mind, throughout every summer.
Independent.
Well, that it's called the Pecos League. I'm just clarifying that it is technically a professional baseball league, quote-unquote, because throughout the summer, there's some of these independent baseball leagues that are professional because the people playing it are getting paid a sum of money. The average salary for someone in the Pecos League is about $50 a week.
Yeah.
So how good they are, not very. But the Austin Weirdos in the summer of 2023 for the Pecos League season went 1-47. Making them, by record, the worst professional baseball team to ever play of all time. That is a point. Yeah. Can we give it up for one? The Austin Weirdos 1-47 at one point lost 36 straight games.
That's 36 straight,
36
games.
Straight games, multiple by 30 runs or more.
Wow.
Like 0-26, 3-35, 2-38, like.
Dude, is Greg Abbott the designated hitter? What is, like.
I mean, that is so bad that I'm sure he'd pull out another one of those awesome tweets about even he could kick better than that.
I mean, honestly.
That's a 0.02% winning percentage. If they played a full 162-game season like the MLB does, their projected record would be 3-159. And keep in mind, the Pecos League is a joke. The league itself is already the armpit of independent professional baseball.
Insults armpits everywhere.
Exactly. And I mean, there are some good independent teams out there. There's even, I think, two leagues that by the MLB are considered very legitimate.
Yeah.
The Pecos League is like guys from D3 baseball that just can't give it up yet.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going from, I got cut from the minors in the MLB
to
the Pecos League.
They're going from an alimony hearing to
Pecos League. Yes, they're going from Alamo rental car, their day job, to the Pecos League. So this is literally the worst of the worst.
Wow.
The Austin Weirdos.
Congratulations.
2023 baseball team, 1-47.
This is amazing. I want to say this is my favorite Once Upon a Times you've done in a while, and you've done some great ones.
I've done some good ones. Why is this one your favorite?
Because it's so unique.
Thank you.
And just
Hear me out. I'm not bashing.
No.
This was their first year as a team. If ownership is shaky,
gotta work out the kinks.
Austin Weirdos. If ownership is shaky, the Texas podcast would like to purchase a 51% stake, and we will make you better. I met the guy who runs and owns the Savannah Bananas. I talked to him for 5 seconds. I can clearly make you a better team. I'm saying we got 1 year.
I just feel like sponsoring this team would be, I feel like that would be amazing.
Be good for the brand. I'm feeling like Adam Sandler and Happy Gilmore when he gets in the batting cage and gets hit by the baseball. He's like, there's only 364 more days until next year's tryouts. There's probably 320 days before next year's tryouts. Austin Weirdos, if you need help, the Texas Pod is here to help you.
Whatever you need.
We'll get you to 2 games. So yeah, that the summer of 2023, the Austin Weirdos became statistically, by record, the worst professional baseball team to ever play baseball.
That's all time. That's amazing.
It's a feat. That really is so bad.
It's incredible.
Were you trying to be that bad?
Yeah.
How bad were you guys?
Yeah.
Like, did they recruit people from, like, Wayne State University?
Like, was it, like, one person playing every position?
I mean,
like,
that is called the bench warmers, and even Rob Schneider played better than that, so.
Legitimately, like, I feel like a high school team could have done better.
I think some could.
Like,
dude, especially in Texas, there's probably I bet the straight Jesuit high school JV team could have beat that baseball team, would have had a solid chance. So, yeah, shouts out Austin Weirdos. Want to hear about our small town of the week?
Where is it? Small town of the week.
Two weeks. Chilling out. Thank you guys for listening. All right, so our small town of the week, got to pull out my notes here, is Itasca. And they came on my radar from one of our threads that's going really well. Sure. Go check that out at Texas Pod on Instagram. Itasca began as a railroad station for the Missouri, Kansas, and Texas Railroad in 1881. Railroad. Sorry, my impediment came out there. No one heard that. And was incorporated in 1885.
Hey, good signs.
Yes.
Good sign so far.
Good
Railroad
sign so far.
Corporation.
Yeah. In 1984, Willie Nelson film Songwriter, Willie's character mentions as a joke that he's going to a Weaver's convention in Itasca, Texas. So, sure. Little Willie Nelson shout out. And the town's theme, seen on some of its signs around the website and around the town, is a big little town. It also was located off of I-35 West, south of Fort Worth, Texas, and north of Waco, and is perfectly equidistant between the two towns.
Mm.
Fascinating, right? Like, when you go to Fort Worth, you're like, I'm just as close to Waco
as I am.
Or if you're coming from Waco, if I go back,
it'll take me the same amount of time to go forward. What do I do?
Yeah, their mascot is also the Wampus Cats. Which is just great. That's basically a small bobcat.
Right. But still.
Yeah. And that
you
came.
You chose that.
They chose it. We could be the Jaguars.
Could be anything.
Could be the Cougars. Yeah. Could even be the Mountain Lions. No. You know, there was some funky art teacher that said, wait,
1 minute,
1 second here. What about the Wampus Cats? And they were like, it'll be easier if we just do it. Because she'll pick it. She'll riot. And Gladys makes great cookies.
She can draw a crowd.
The third graders love her. Just Wampus Cats.
She's equally far from Waco as Fort Worth.
Yes. I mean, that's a fact. It's a fact. It is equidistant. On I-35 Southwest, Waco, Fort Worth. Pretty crazy. But yeah, they came to my mind. Well, not my mind, to my feed, because I posted the top 5 mascots, bottom 5. Did my joke make sense?
About horny teenagers?
Yes.
Well, I assumed you were referring to pregnancy ratings.
That and or unicorn.
Sure. Horn. Yeah.
Sand crabs.
Crabs. The STD.
Cool.
Again, I thought it played. I think there was only one or two people who were like,
Well, it was like 8. I counted because I got real scared. Like, oh no, well, did I actually
occasionally you'll text me and be like, was that too far? And I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Sweet.
Yeah.
I hope you're a good barometer.
I also hope I'm a good barometer. Yeah. I feel like I'm slowly breaking.
Because of me.
Not because of you, but
because it further.
Part of what we do, and it's like, we get rewarded the further we go.
Yeah, fair. And we do know, I think, how far we're not going to go.
Well, and like, okay, as recently as today, you're like, was this joke too far? And I was like, no, that's the joke you have to make.
Yes.
And it was the further joke.
Which joke
was that? The Lizzo joke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
Thank you.
And I maintain it's hilarious.
Yeah, it was also punchier, so I appreciate
punchier,
that.
So yeah, punchier, and I'm like, that. I trust you to push me to make the joke that's funnier.
Yes, same.
Because
yes. It's like Andrew Schultz said, I'm loyal to the joke.
I'm
loyal to the joke. And guys, we know where the line is.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We crossed it a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. Well, I thought of so many jokes just now that I'm like, I'm not going to make that joke in this moment.
I thought of several jokes in our last podcast, and I was like, no.
No. Not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Maybe when we have a Patreon one day, we'll be like, here's everything we didn't say on air.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. I think anybody who wants to hear our unfiltered thoughts can write us in and be like, we will
but
pay
first,
you.
Buy a t-shirt, texaspod.com.
Speaking of your t-shirt.
Yes.
Do you want to hear about our...
Well, it's one of two people then, right?
Well, it's related to the t-shirt itself. Yeah, yeah.
Tell me.
Who is it? Badass of the week.
Good. That was nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I thought that was nice.
It was good.
Felt good.
So you're wearing our Straight Nelson t-shirt. Link in bio. Go grab your t-shirt from texaspod.com. We've got lots of t-shirts. The Straight Nelson, I think, bangs harder than all of them.
It's my favorite, and it will stay on the store throughout the next election season. And if you want to write it in, I'm not going to stop you. It's probably going to be the best option.
And hey, speaking of write-ins.
Write-ins.
Our badass of the week for this week is Henry Ross Perot Sr.
Heyo.
Henry Perot was born on June 27th, 1930 in Texarkana.
Okay, that's Texas.
That's Texas.
That is Texas.
That is Texas. And grew up poor and became the chief executive officer of Electronic Data Systems and Perot Systems. He ended up becoming one of the wealthiest men in America. He grew EDS to like billions of dollars practically overnight.
Nice.
Literally becoming one of the richest men in the world. Again, like overnight because of the way he bought into the company.
Okay.
That's not why we're talking about him.
Got it.
We're talking about him because he got the most votes, popular votes, of any third-party candidate of all time.
So it's possible.
So it's possible.
Okay.
And here's kind of an overview breakdown of the story. Come at me. I know I'm going to get a lot of this wrong, but I don't want to dive too deep into the phone part of this.
Yeah.
He ran during the Bush-Clinton campaign.
Fun times.
Fun times to run.
He was running for president,
He was running for president.
Okay.
In the third party.
Yes.
Right? And I believe the party was called the Reconstruction Party. I want to get that right, but we'll go Reform Party. He was the nominee of the Reform Party.
Okay.
And so
Which clearly still exists.
While other independent candidates would get electoral votes, and he got zero.
Okay.
He did actually get second in several states. And got the most of the popular vote of any third-party candidate ever.
That's pretty awesome.
And in the initial debates, they had him winning.
The actual election.
Like, whenever they broadcast the debates, they do mark, like, okay, this person did better, right? Uh-huh. Most political junkets had him coming out ahead. He was polling at like 30-something percent.
What the heck?
After the initial debates, because he was moderate.
And
all of his policies made like logical sense. Mm-hmm.
Shocker. Can't imagine.
And while he did lose, he maintains the record as having the most popular vote of all time.
Yeah.
And would never run for president ever again. And
why do you think that is? Because it was just going to get harder for an independent to win.
I think that was the thing, is that he was like, I do think an independent can win and can carry the votes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'm the person to do it, especially after I lost this first time.
He could carry the votes, though.
He could carry the boats.
Could carry the boats.
Who's going to carry the boats? Ross Perot.
Ross Perot.
Ross Perot is going to carry the boats. Ross Perot Sr. And yeah, so he just, you know, he was opposed to the Gulf War, but he was, and he was pro-choice, but he was still a Republican.
Okay.
So he had that thing where he's
he
like.
He had nuance.
He had the kind of RFK Jr. thing.
Gotcha.
Where it's like, yes, he is this party, but he does have these kind of leanings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he doesn't fit the typical box. When you're running against a Bush and a Clinton, you're kind of effed.
Like, pretty much.
You're running against the two biggest political dynasties in recent history.
Yeah.
So, like,
Kennedy is kind of coming back now.
Right.
But then it really was the Clintons and the Bushes.
And the Bushes have so many different connections, as do the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
So you're running against people that you can't win against.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, like, Clinton had that Epstein money, too. Yeah. So.
Well, and he also, so he's an interesting investor in that he invested in Steve Jobs' company Next whenever he was forcibly removed from Apple. And Ross Perot was one of those guys who was like, I believe in this person and wanted to be part of
Did
that.
Next do anything? Or
not really, not but really. Like, he just wanted to be part of that. Next became, I'm going to get this wrong.
A TV show on MTV.
You know what? Fair. Yeah.
Callback.
I thought Next became ultimately Pixar. I thought that's what it became.
Maybe it did. I don't know for sure.
But I don't know. Don't.
No quote.
Yeah. I'm not quoting on that. I'm extrapolating. I'm using a lot of different things. I'm overwhelmed as a person.
Yeah. I'm feeling a lot of things right now.
I feel a lot of things right now.
It's kind of hot in this room.
It's a little warm. I'm sweating.
Yeah.
But I wanted to shout out Ross Perot because he is a Texan who stood for Texan values.
Ran against a Texan.
Against a Texan.
A New Yorker.
Ran against a Texan on a platform of moderacy. And I think that is one of the most badass things you can do, because on its surface, it seems like you're fence sitting mm-hmm. when really all you're trying to do is translate logical values and serve the most people you can in the best way you know
how. And represent actual people, like exactly. real people.
He was for low to no small business taxes yep. and higher corporate taxes once you
reach a certain threshold.
Exactly. And he was just very logical. And he's a person who made billions of dollars mm-hmm. at a corporate level.
Yeah.
So it's not as though he was exempting himself.
Yeah. And it's not as though, I mean, that's hard to do too, because especially now, most of those guys are bought and paid for.
Yeah.
If you're willing to come from that background and say, yeah, we should, I know how much money we have.
Right.
We should.
We should be.
Some taxes here.
Yeah, he was a very interesting guy, led a really cool life. Mostly, he rose through the ranks of business very quickly. Mm-hmm. Look up Ross Perot. He is our badass of the week.
I love that. I do hate how sad and hopeless I am in reference to elections and stuff, but...
It's a world we
live in. Oh, well. Maybe the saddest I've ever been when it comes to politics was when Tulsi Gabbard...
Yeah.
announced that she was leaving the Democratic Party. That's not why I was sad. I don't care. Be right. whatever party you want. What made me sad was she was also announcing, I'm independent now.
Yeah.
And they were asking her, will you run for presidency? And she broke down
yeah.
basically how the system has been rigged to where it is impossible, not just to win, but to even run.
Mm-hmm.
You can't feasibly run for president of the United States if you are an independent party.
Pretty much.
That's insane.
I mean, RFK is super popular, but he's not running independent.
He's running Democratic, right? Yeah. And it doesn't seem like they want him to, but he's doing it.
He's trying.
What are your thoughts?
On RFK?
Politics. President.
I think that the RFK. SNL sketches are going to be great.
Are they? Because SNL hasn't been great in 10
they've
years.
Got a lot to work with.
Do they? Because they're probably just going to lean on Trump and Biden. They're not.
That's true.
They're effing lazy over there, so they're not going to try to make anything good.
Our update jokes are just as good or better as theirs. And O'Malley's editing is...
Ingram is way better
than SNL's.
And our
graphics.
Cue card guy sucks.
Our cue card guy can suck a D...
hasn't worked a day in his life.
He might as well not be there.
Exactly. Because I think some people are hopping on the RFK train just to hop on another train.
It reminds me of the way we hopped on, people hopped on the Trump train.
Fair.
Good take. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he feels like an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
legitimate.
And he's
playing that card.
He is playing the card.
He can. He should.
Yeah.
It's smart. It is the card Trump played when he started running.
Right. And... is it legitimate? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he was a lawmaker. He has a knowledge of environmental policies mm-hmm. that's very popular at the moment.
But when
that
you ask people, is the Hudson River clean? They're like, no.
They're like, no.
And his whole thing was, I'm not even going to try.
Right.
We made the Hudson River clean.
I appreciate you not trying.
And I actually took that at face value, but then I asked
people
who live there, and they're like no, it's pretty dirty. I mean.
My guess is he succeeded in establishing metrics at a testing site.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess.
Gotcha. Or there's you pull the water out and you test it here, and these are how we say it's clean, not just, you look at it.
Yeah.
It looks dirty.
So... I feel the same way about RFK as I feel about any and all politicians. They're politicians.
So they should die.
Well, yeah.
Cool.
I feel the same way about politicians as I do homeless people.
I did, man. You remember how last time I came here, I was like, within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Woman, changing her tampon.
There's one on 6th Street that's like a consistent thing. If you drive through 6th Street before it's
time that's
to go,
what you call an Austin Peep show.
Fair point.
Thank you. I also thought of, how sometimes I'll think if I was ever on Kill Tony, I would probably roast somebody on there. Uncle Laser looks like Miley Cyrus dressing up as a failing prop comic.
Nice.
I butchered it as I said it because I kind of forgot it as I was saying it. But the whole thing.
The whole thing. Just like
Uncle Laser looks like Miley Cyrus disguised as a failing prop comic. It'd be something there.
There's something there.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Politicians, death, homeless.
I'm driving here before the cop car almost hit me.
Right.
I actually called 911 because on the corner of 6th and Bashy or something, mm-hmm. like down toward the highway, there was a homeless dude naked, writhing and rolling on the cement.
Yeah.
So I called and they're, you know, they do the
right
EMT, police, fire. And I said, EMT and cops?
Right.
Because he's naked right. in decent exposure, but he's also on the cement, mm-hmm. burns. And even on the phone, I said, do you guys address this anymore? Like, and she said, yeah, we have another call about this. And I thought, okay, well.
Dude, he took street meat way too seriously.
Yikes. No, that's a great badass. Love it. Wish independent people could run for politics. Hot Cement.
Hot Cement.
Our favorite journalist on the planet.
The kind folks.
The kind folks
at
over
Texas,
at
Monthly.
Texas Monthly.
Our favorite publication of
our
all time.
Our favorite publication, especially a Texas publication.
They definitely at this point have picked up on it.
Have they?
I feel certain.
Really?
I've seen that they have watched certain stories that we tag them in.
Really?
So at the
like
very
Texas
least,
Monthly.
Texas Monthly
has seen it.
Social media team
okay.
has seen
so
us talk
they're
about
interns.
Them.
So they're
none
interns. Of which are black.
I just, some jokes I'm not sure about. And I just.
What? That's a statement of fact.
I feel like very clearly Texas Monthly missed the segregation meeting. And
they held it, but didn't follow through. Clearly, I looked.
I feel like the most diversity they had is like those 2 months in COVID whenever they like clip out the word COVID both times, I guess.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both times during the shutdowns, whenever they had the diversity inclusion meetings, that was the most diversity they ever had.
Sure.
And they had
they have age diversity.
Sure.
Because, you know, there's everybody from their social media team that's interns and they're 80-year-old white male writers. I don't have a problem with them being 80-year-old white men. Just, you know.
Just like own it.
Own it and don't act like you have diversity when I go to your LinkedIn and it looks like a picket fence.
Well, and when your biggest story is that you're depressed about the heat, you
Thank
very
you.
Clearly...
Yeah, dude, I saw it and shared it with you. You read it. I could barely get through it. Paint the picture because I'll joke too much and get mad.
I don't know, man. Basically, it's about a dude who's too hot. And he's complaining because he's lived his whole life without air conditioning. He's never needed it. And now this summer, it's finally too hot and climate change and I'm depressed and seasonal affective disorder isn't just about the cold. I don't want to go see anybody. I don't want to go outside anymore. And I'm hot and sweaty.
It's hot, hot, hot,
it's
hot,
hot, hot, hot.
And their whole
Am
angle.
I, like, that's the article.
And the whole angle was like, you're not alone.
Right.
When it's hot, you're depressed.
Yeah.
What?
And look, as somebody who every time summer rolls around, I have to convince my family that I'm angry because it's hot, not because that's who I am.
Not because of the usual
things. Not because of the usual things. I can be angry about multiple things.
Yeah, true. Hey, I'm not mom.
And in the summer, it's one thing.
It's hot.
It's too damn hot.
You can be angry. But their whole article was basically, if you feel like you're depressed, it's fine. Everyone is because it's hot. Because apparently this is Portland now.
Right.
Like... Because everyone in Portland and Seattle, it's
dark.
Gray, it's
gray,
rainy,
it's
rain. We're depressed, and that's why there's grunge music.
But we won't leave.
And so, And so Texas Monthly was like, well, us too. It's so hot that we're now depressed.
It's like Austin has now become, and maybe Texas Monthly is just Texas Monthly, but it seems as though Texas Monthly has now said, we are the victims. And they
in
are now
every way
openly
possible.
Participating in the
every
victim
way
Olympics.
Possible. We are the victim. There is always a problem. We're always being oppressed, no matter what.
And it's like, are you?
Are you really? Because, I mean, number one, I've seen your offices. Looks air conditioned.
And it at this point in time, if you live in a home without air conditioning and you work for Texas Monthly, that's on you, dude.
That is on you.
That's on you.
I'm glad to be clear. There are, I mean, dude, in Del Rio, Texas, there are people dying
absolutely.
In their sleep because they're overheating. Not denying that heat's a problem here.
It's absolutely
It's
a problem
when it kills people.
Yes.
It is not a problem
because
when
you're a
little
sad
about it.
Okay, you got the spicy sadness because you're a little hot today.
I don't know.
Tough titty.
Go jump in some water. Or get over it, like
I just
be an adult, plan around it, like plan activities that are inside. Guess what? There's a lot of things
you
can do inside.
Props on you for being a depressed writer and writing about it in a unique and creative way. Hats off, good job.
It's funny because he's being sarcastic. Because the whole joke here is most journalist writers are depressed and complain about a lot of things.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Especially
am I off?
I don't think you are. And sure,
am I being a bitch by just constantly complaining about them being a bitch? Am I now the problem?
I don't think so. I'm sure there are people listening that are like, get over the Texans Monthly thing. We'll get over it when they stop publishing this crap.
I'll get over it when they stop saying things like, Austin doesn't have good barbecue. And then Associated Press is like, best barbecue.
Best town, Austin, number one. When KG Barbecue's in this town, it is objectively not bad. Also, when they stop doing things like being like, Austin, Texas is our bum steer of the year.
Okay,
all of you guys live here and you're perpetuating the culture of it's so hot that we're depressed. Like,
listen, go to Fort Worth. I don't know.
No, don't. No. Don't
ruin that city.
Do not go to Fort Worth. Stay in this godforsaken hellhole that is Austin, Texas. I'm not saying that because I'm like, oh, the Californians live here. I'm saying that because the traffic sucks. I almost got hit by three cars today. There's homeless people everywhere. Do something about it since so many of the people in this town seem to care about it. If you care so much, how come they're still here? Why has nothing been done? Open your own home. Everybody that has a Ukraine flag outside that is also in Westlake or Rolling Hills or whatever it is, I don't get it. Stay away from Fort Worth, Texas Monthly. Stay away.
That was amazing. Do you think it's because
we're Don't you take it back.
I'll take it back.
Don't ruin the place that I went to.
Okay.
To get out of here.
Fair enough.
To get away.
Yeah.
Because guess what?
What?
In Fort Worth?
Yeah.
I haven't heard one person say they're depressed because it's hot.
Interesting.
They f***ing said it's hot.
Just not the depressed part.
Just not that it's depressed. They're depressed.
The temperature is too
high. In fact, I'm going to go, and maybe it's because I'm sheltered now.
Sure.
I have not encountered one person in Fort Worth, Texas, stranger or friend, who is complaining about their life or their circumstance. Even the one homeless dude I met on Magnolia Street, he loves his life.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking loves it.
He's happy.
The people at Cherry Coffee give him water. The hospital gives him an IV every week.
You know what? He's happy he's a clam. Partially, he thinks he's a clam. But
he kind of does. I mean, but
hey,
like...
But you know what?
And I'm not making that up. The one homeless guy I've talked to in Fort Worth is
seems
like...
pretty chill.
Fort Worth is awesome. I love my life. That hospital over there takes care of me all the time.
I love
direct
it.
Quote.
I love it. Direct quote.
Everyone that I meet here complains. They're like, it's hot, I'm depressed. That's the jump they make. It's hot, I'm depressed. It's hot, you're sweaty. It's hot.
You know?
You're hot.
It's only hot because you're depressed.
It's hot. You're uncomfortable.
It's like that episode of South Park where the smug, you know, they all get Priuses and they get weighed down by a smug.
Yeah.
Everybody in Austin's so depressed, it just is acting like a friction barrier against the atmosphere.
And they're almost like, isn't it so fun to be depressed? Let's not change it.
Right.
It's like, now you can't call it depression. You're just moody.
And it's, maybe it's just because everybody inherently is selfish, right? Like that's...
I mean, I kind of guess, but Austin seems to be creating this culture that's almost like LA or New York, where it's like this weird, like everyone is super selfish, but acting like they're not, but also trying to only orchestrate a life that's good for them, but also mad at the world.
But like because not owning it.
Yeah, yeah, no one's meeting their needs, so they're mad about it.
Right.
It's a weird thing.
Because they can't just come out and say, I'm doing things for me.
I'm doing things for me and or I want everything done for me.
Well, those are two different things, but I do get the disparity because it's like there is a sense of I am doing this for the world.
Yeah.
Appreciate me.
Please.
Yeah.
Why have I not gotten my big paycheck?
Right.
And why am I depressed? Why is it hot? How dare the world be hot?
Right. And it's somehow an affront to your existence.
Yes.
Rather than taking agency and saying I'm doing this for me because I want to.
Mm-hmm. At that point, and I can respect you.
I respect that.
Yeah, if you're being super selfish and very narcissistic, but can say, I want all these things to happen for me, cool.
Kick them.
If you're saying it's hot and I'm depressed, I don't know, go drown in the pool. Like,
or, you know, spend $50 at Home Depot for a little window unit.
Yeah, you did that in California. Yeah. I saw you do it. You were hot. Yeah, you did something about it.
I did something about it.
You weren't depressed and did something about it. You were hot.
I was hot.
And did something about
it. I was
it.
Depressed and hot, and so I got an air conditioner and solved one of those problems.
One of those problems that was easy to fix.
Yeah.
Because it was hot.
And you know what? Then I was slightly less depressed. Because not because I was less hot, that was probably part of it, but because I did something to better my situation.
Lo and behold,
seems as though the person writing that article never once considered or fathomed that they could purchase an air conditioner.
Yeah, or like go to the bookstore. It's free to be in there, and it's got AC.
And internet.
Go to the mall. Walk around.
And I don't know. Again, this person is probably a good person. They're probably just trying to make a point and make people feel included.
Well, it's a dumb point. It's a mute point, honestly.
I don't think it is healthy or good to celebrate being depressed, and I feel like the framing was wrong.
Well, the framing is like, I'm depressed, everyone else is, let's all feel sorry for one another.
Rather than...
Especially when it's like, look, it's not like it's oppressively hot and there's not air-conditioned buildings everywhere.
Right.
If we were in, insert, country, third world, whatever, where it's hot and there's kind of no escape,
yeah,
complain. Complain. For sure.
I mean, we're not in Karachi. Like, yeah, you know, like you we can have electricity.
You can actually literally change your circumstance.
Again, the bill's high as hell, but like... Yeah,
but, you know, turn your car on.
Right. You're fine.
Turn your car on.
You'll be okay.
Sitting there. It's fine.
Listen, yeah. We did the thing where you do your bill is like the average whatever mm-hmm. usage, and it's very manageable.
Like, we get it. It's hot.
It's hot.
Find a different point.
Rather than illustrate the plight, why not highlight a potential solution?
Or like a list.
Sure.
Go the BuzzFeed route.
Do.
Make a listicle.
Make a listicle.
10 things people to do in Austin listicles. If you're super hot and depressed. And you can list 10 different things that are out and about and pull you off.
I think we're discovering why Texas monthly readership is falling at an alarming
Please tell
rate.
Me it actually is.
I have no idea. I'm assuming.
I just wish they would change their name.
And I realize Texas, one of the... Yeah.
Like, take Texas out of your name.
Make it...
And change it to Untalented Writers Monthly. Like...
The Austin Bitch Fest.
Change it to My Dad Paid for My Student Loans. Like, you know, like... I don't know. Change it to I live in Austin because I think again, it's cool. Sue me.
Part of me feels bad because we know one of the writers and that is not their situation.
Well, he's distancing himself from it, it seems like.
It does seem
And like, you know, he's an actually good writer but doesn't write this stuff.
That's very true.
He doesn't resort to this.
He writes really interesting like think pieces about people mostly.
Yeah. Like, no, he writes like he covers people doing interesting. He covers people that, guess what? When it's hot, work outside.
And it is telling that at the first possible moment, there's a transition happening to greener pastures.
Yes. Like the first, and it's a great moment. Hopefully we talk about it.
Hopefully.
But anyway, just to the Texas Monthly writers who are writing this garbage and to anyone out there who's so hot you're depressed about it, I'm going to quote Kenan Thompson from SNL quoting David Ortiz, who is Big Poppy. Are you depressed? Go outside.
I'm going to quote our dad talking to me any number of times. Stop being a little bitch.
Cowboy up.
Cowboy up.
Honestly, yes. If you're
honestly,
hot,
cowboy up.
Cowboy up. Texas Monthly, you suck. Go buy some shirts. Straight Nelson 2024. That doesn't suck. It really would have sucked if you bought one of these.
Kind of what? An idea for our next shirt.
What is it?
Texas Occasionally.
Wait, Texas Occasionally sucks?
No, just Texas Occasionally as in the Texas Monthly font.
That'd be pretty. I would like that. Texas cool. Occasionally.
Texas
I like
Occasionally. Texas Occasionally.
That's good. That's good. Go buy that shirt.
Go buy that shirt when
Go
it's available.
Go buy Straight Nelson 2024.
Like, subscribe, tell your friends about us, and enjoy all of our content on our socials. People really love that.
And we love you loving it. So keep loving it. Share it with people.
If you made it this far, I love you.
And I love you too.
Bye, y'all.